from Rory O'Neill.
Blog Talk Radio.
Morning of the violence that erupted on the UVA campus. Police are now searching for the suspect, a student identified as Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. The gunfire was reported around 10:30 Sunday night at a parking garage, and students have been told to shelter in place until the all clear is given. Classes have been canceled today due to the police presence on campus. I'm Rory O'Neill.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says inflation is expected to ease in a significant way next year. Goldman Sachs made that prediction while talking about the Federal Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, or PCE. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
It's Invisible Fence Brand's mission to help keep pets secure at home, and their exclusive Boundary Plus technology does just that. As part of their Black Friday sale, get $300 off your system through November 30th. Schedule your free consultation at InvisibleFence.com. That's InvisibleFence.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now. Charles Turner, top weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some patchy fog turning to mostly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures back down to a crisp 34, 35. For Tuesday, Wednesday, and for Thursday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s, with partly cloudy and mostly clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the low to mid 30s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. A movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life. With hosts Beth Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They will help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and healthy lifestyle, and discovering your awesomeness. No More Rules starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get the honor of introducing the first show that really is launching No More Rules with Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And, you know, this show is about the impact of being you no matter what. You know, the idea of No More Rules, think about that for a minute. Just lean into it. Because what you're going to hear about is how do these two amazing women, entrepreneurs, groundbreakers, people that are out in the world helping other people, what does a show like No More Rules mean to them? You're going to hear about that. You're going to hear about what the impact of being you is about. But, you know, you should also know a little bit about them. And I mean a little, because you're going to hear about them throughout the show. Look, both of them together, they're wellness coaches, they evolve, they're motivational, gangsters that they call, they have a passion for optimal health, and oh my gosh, do we need that right now? But when we think about who they are and what their commitment is, whether it's weight loss or it's letting go of everything that does different kind of weight loss and letting go of everything that doesn't serve us, they're talking about the idea of healing and renewing. And so today, when you come to the forefront, you'll get to meet, you know, Steph, who is owner director of Impact Wellness. You'll get to hear what her story is. Camille, wellness coach, and much more, spiritual growth, self-growth, adventurous. But when you put these two together, they are the people that sit on the throne of talking to you about No More Rules. But today's show, how dare she? Now, I'm just saying, when I think about how dare she, I think about different people over time, over history. Everybody from Eleanor Roosevelt to Madonna. Like, probably Madonna's got to be number one on the list of how dare she. But you don't have to really be that person. How dare she is you, and it's me. Every time we have stepped out and we have thought we are going to do something that's out of a convention that somebody else thinks is not ours to do. Oh, like own a network or, hello, become a wellness coach Or how about becoming an entrepreneur and having your own business? Or maybe you just want to make a multi-million dollar company out of chocolate chip cookies. How dare she? Welcome to the show. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Look, how dare she? How dare she have a show named No More Rules? I want to start kind of almost there. But, you know, what it means is that there is some thought that came to how dare she. Now, most of my life, I might as well have that branded up here, right? Myself, my family, other people. But even if you're not crazy out in the world doing a whole lot of things, the minute you step out of somebody else's comfort zone, isn't that a moment that you can step into how dare she? I want to start with you, Steph. You know, when you think about this, this is a topic you both picked. No more rules, you picked it. So there have had to be some things that came to mind for you, Steph. What were they? Welcome to the show. Welcome to your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, when we were discussing what the name of our show was going to be, and we're talking about no more rules and all of this box of rules that we're all supposed to live with, and I kept stepping out of them, and it makes people mad when you don't follow these set of rules that we're all supposed to do. You're supposed to act like that. You're supposed to not be loud, not be silly, sit within these rules, and it's like, it doesn't bring anybody joy. It doesn't serve anyone. It just makes us all smaller. Mm-hmm. And after meeting Camille and all of our great clients, and they're like, you have a lot of gumption to do some of the things we do and ask some of the questions, because we're trying to get people to step out of that box and think outside the box. Yeah. Why am I doing that? Does that even serve me to continue to live within these confines of this box that isn't true? It's not true. So there's not all these rules. It's society, it's friends, it's family that put us in this box that we need to step out, and there really are so many fewer rules than the world is placed on us.
Yeah. And, you know, this is what I love about this. Camille, you're chomping at the bit, because you both know that it is the rules that have been superimposed on us that have held us back or has allowed us, that has caused us to play small, right?
Yeah.
Well, what was that like for you when you think about, okay, how dare she? How many times did you get hit with that?
You know, I would say the biggest how dare she that held me back in my life was how dare she put herself first. And it is probably one of the biggest statements I make to our clients day in and day out. And if I hadn't learned and begun to be bold enough to put myself first, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
You know, it is so fascinating you say that. Because there are small things that challenge us about putting ourselves first. And then I must say this, Steph, not only is that important, but you now help others understand how to put them first, right? This is part of what it's the energy of what we're talking about. But I have to tell you, it's so insidious in nature, isn't it? Because everybody thinks it's like a big thing. Like, it has to be a big thing. Let me give you an example. By every law of industry and business ownership, a business owner, why would a business owner like myself or you two, why would you decide to work from home and not go in the office, which I decided to do today? And what would be the reasons for that? Because I come from a work ethic that says, you never do that. You better get your butt. I got like a 25, me and Linda and me, we got like 25, 30 years that say you never do this. But underneath it is, I have to do this because it's going to help me care for my day, myself, and even my business better. Boy, how hard is that to do, Steph?
It's hard to stop and recharge. because you just get in this mindset that we've got to go, 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 and accomplish and accomplish and do more every day. Check everything off that list that we've created and get it all done. And sometimes it doesn't allow. Sometimes your body says, I need to rest, and you need to honor yourself. And sometimes you've got to take a little bit more time to take care of yourself. If that's prepping for food for your day or your week, exercise, making time for the things that aren't necessarily easy but are going to serve you to push you to that next level, but also says take the time to rest and do the things that make that foundation so you can be your best.
Yes.
Instead of running like a crazy person.
And, you know, part of this, let's talk about this, because each of you has a story. Each of you are here, but, you know, because there's been a motivational or personal, I know that's why I'm here. But there's a programming of the beliefs that start early on. And, you know, I think the good news for something like me is I've had two sides of conflicting beliefs, and I got to choose my mom and my stepmom's beliefs. And I've seen what those are. I've seen my stepmom fight for me to go to a school to study music instead of becoming a great typist. I mean, I've seen it. I didn't understand it. But there's something underneath this for each of you. There's a story that brings you to this place where you had to face some of the beliefs that were serving you and not. Steph, what was that like? You know, what was the web that got created for you to bring you here today?
I've always been an entrepreneur where I've had other businesses that, you know, a lot of them don't really make sense when I look back and think about, that's not really me. Like, I used to sell technology and design computer networks. That's so not me. Then I knew I needed something more creative and was moving back to a small town, and I bought a floral shop. And I wasn't a florist, but I figured it out, and I loved it. And that led more into the piece of, like, fashion that I love. I was starting to buy handbags and jewelry, and that was what was really fun in my store. And then I was getting divorced and moving, and I'm like, I'm going to start a boutique called Stephanie's Closet. So I had two women's fashion stores, and it's just this process of evolving to what brings me joy. Mm-hmm. And when I was, you know, ready to move on with something else, it was maybe 7 years that I did certain businesses. And then after about 7 or 9 years of Stephanie's Closet, I went, you know what? That's just stuff. We need to do something that is truly helping people. And you can buy stuff anywhere. And believe me, I still love that stuff and shop and jewelry and all of that. And it does. It excites us. But my true passion being nutrition and fitness and wellness, I'm like, this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
And then I met this lovely woman, and she made all of those things that I wanted to do possible, because it's a lot to just say you're going to do it by yourself. So when she joined me as my first health coach, I went, we've got something here. And we've struggled and grown together, but it's been a lot of a process of like, hey, that's really bringing me any joy anymore. What else should we do? What's the next?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always evolving and recreating ourselves and doing that. But I think the core of it all comes down to being healthy, eating good, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, Camille, I want to ask you about this. I want to roll for a little bit and hold off on the break if we could. Because, you know, Steph, as you were just describing that, one of the things I was really struck by is, you know, the three of us are sitting here, and it's not like we had a plan at birth that we were going to show up here in the way we're showing up here today. Although I will tell you that my mom, my birth mom's entrepreneurial spirit to make my dad get her this, used to call it soda store back then with the jukebox. Does anybody even know what that is? But that rubs off on you. And Camille, for you, I don't want to blow by when Steph says, yeah, my first health coach, wellness coach. I mean, that right there, that's a boundary buster.
Yes, I guess it is. I mean, she had belief in me, thankfully, because I was just coming off of disability for 8 years and interviewed with her, and there was just something about me she really liked, and I'm forever thankful and grateful that she saw the potential in me of what this could become.
What was it like, you know, for both of you? And I want to stay with you, Camille, for a minute. I know what it's like to lose that sense of your body, to have your body not work the way you want it to work. When you say 8 years, I can totally relate to it. Mine was 10 years, but I didn't tell anybody because I had to keep the persona, right?
Yep.
But what was that like to go through that healing journey?
It was devastating. There was a lot of anguish. There was a lot of shame. But I will forever be grateful for that experience. Man, I wouldn't be who I am today without all of that. I honor and love everybody along the journey, whether they were good or bad to me in what happened. But, you know, it's a big piece of what we do today that our bodies are talking to us. Are we listening? And with my clients, they'll come in and they might be upset because their stomach hurts. They've got headaches. They don't have the energy. And instead of persecuting your body for doing that to you, honor it, love it, and say, okay, you're talking to me. What are you telling me? And that was the big piece of what I learned, to honor my body, my emotions, my feelings, because I wasn't doing that. My body was reacting and my mind was reacting to me not taking care of it.
Yeah, and see, that's going to lead us to a bigger conversation when we come back, because we handle self-care as if it were an appetizer. You know, we handle self-care as if it weren't the most important thing that we could think about. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this pathway. We're going to talk about the idea that there is a pathway that we can get past. And I know you both have a great Brené Brown quote, but this pathway that I'm talking about is treating self-care like your life dependent on it. And the reason that we all can say that is because my life did depend on it, so did yours. And when you're in that situation, how does it shape you to become a better person? How does it shape you to become stronger? And then how does it shape you to give back in the world? We're going to talk about all of that when we come back, let you know how you can find out about both Steph and Camille, No More Rules, and what is the business that they created here and are working with. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to No More Rules. I get to sit in on this amazing show with the two hosts of the show, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And this is about the impact of being you no matter what. See, that's what No More Rules is. Today, you know, we're tackling this idea of how dare she. Now, I'm not saying that men don't get this, because you all get it too. Like, how dare he? You all get it. But this show today is really talking about something very specific that shows up for women on their way to whatever it is they want to do to bust through all the rules that are holding them back. You know, before the break, Steph, Camille, before the break, we were talking about our well-being. Before we go into and have a conversation that has to do with self-care, like your life depends on it, how do people find out about you? What's the best website?
Our website is yourimpactwellness.com. So it's a long one, but yourimpactwellness.com, because that's what it's about your wellness. But we're going to find a way. When we came up the name Impact for our business, is because that's what we want to do, is everything impacts you. You get to make the choices in your life. So yourimpactwellness.com. On our website, you can reach us there, our phone number and everything, but that's the best way to find us.
Yeah.
And learn.
Thank you. And we're going to talk more about what that website's about, but it's not a website. It's really what it is for everybody out there. It is a switch to help you shift your life. to really go from not caring about, you know, self-care, not really looking at yourself or being afraid of looking at yourself in a way that you feel guilty or shame. And that's what we're going to talk about now, because self-care, you know, self-care is something that each and every one of us should be looking at as if our life depends on it, because, Camille, what? It does depend. I mean, talk to me about what your clients say, right? Because you work with people up front every day. And but self-care is just a major challenge for women. I can't talk for men, but my men friends tell me, oh, I got that. So what is it that we face here, and what are your clients saying about the self-care journey?
Well, when we are actually talking to them about self-care, because the way our program is designed, it's set up so well that they have to be very intentional in their choices throughout the day. And I have so many women, even men, coming in and saying, you know, I feel so empowered in this experience. Why do I feel so empowered? I'm like, because you're finally taking care of you. You're living life intentionally. You are the creator of your life. You just have lived and thought, no, you know, I'll just go through the day without, you know, I want to make decisions that serve me, that feel good, that are feeding my body, my mind, and my soul. And when I tell people self-care, like your life depends on it, because your life depends on it, probably I've had a lot of pivotal moments in my life, but I can remember sitting in front of my psychiatrist. I was in an abusive relationship for about 15 years, and by the time I had enough strength to leave that marriage, I had a diagnosis, I was on disability, and the only thing I believed that I was truly good at still was being a mom. And we had a child together, and the judicial system told me I wasn't. And primary custody was given to the father. And I can remember sitting in front of my psychiatrist saying, I've got to go back. I can't live my life without my son. I've got to go back. And thank God she said these words to me. She looked at me and she said, you go back, you're going to die. You're either going to die emotionally or you're going to take your life. And what your son needs is a happy, healthy mother. And what an act of love by calling me out on, you know, Camille, come on, wake up. Yeah, I know you want to go back, but you can't. And so at that moment, that was that shift of, okay, this has got to be about me. And for the next 7 years, I really, really worked on me, worked here, helped other people. And there's a lot of healing when you're giving and helping others. And when my son needed to get out of that same relationship because he was being abused, I had the strength, and I was a role model to him of what it looked like. Let's pick up the pieces. We're not going to be victims. We're going to be okay.
One of the things that I learned through her journey is watching her not be a victim and actually doing all the steps that her doctors and psychiatrists would have her do. So many people are like, oh, that's hard, or I don't have the energy to do. She would go to her yoga classes and do her self-care and journal and read. And when she needed downtime, she took it and she asked for it. And I gave her that because when she's here, she's 120% on.
Yeah.
So just watching her heal was so miraculous to see that people actually do what they're supposed to do, because we find so many people are always looking for the excuse out. That's too hard. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. But if you really want something bad enough and you come to that point of it hurts bad enough, that's the pivotal point when you make a decision like, I got to shine now and I got to do it for me, like your life depends on it.
I like that, because that to me is No More Rules readiness. See, there is a thing about No More Rules that it's a powerful statement, but what you talked about is a state of readiness. It's a state of putting things together so you could have almost sort of a remediation of sorts. And the fact that, I don't know who your psychiatrist was, who she is, but boy, that advice is worth its weight in gold. And, you know, so often people don't realize that was a big decision. That was a big decision for you. Step for you, starting this business was a big decision. Where do you think each of you gets your strength from? Steph, let's go back to you for a minute.
Oh, my. Where do I get my strength from? I just think it's just the core belief that empowering others, I think, serves me, is by me sharing my journey and my whole story of what I've done in being a leader and an entrepreneur, but also a lot of people have asked us both as health coaches, have you ever been overweight? And I'm like, no. Like, my mom was sick and died when she was 56, and I watched her struggle. And my sister was in healthcare as well, and we both decided we're not going down that road. So we started eating right, learning nutrition, exercising, getting into fitness at a really young age and never going there.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, how that's empowered me to be fit and strong, and I love it when my daughter says, my mom's a badass.
I love that.
And I'm going to show everybody that, because everybody has that power within them.
Yep.
They just have to recognize it and take the time to say, I'm important enough to do those things and not let it slip.
And that's why I love No More Rules, because you see, that is bold. And what it says, are you willing to even enter the doorway? So it's like, are you willing to walk up to the door? It says no more rules. Put your hand on the doorknob and enter the doorknob just to feel what that feels like. And here's what I love about this. And, Camille, I'm going to hop over to you on this, because, you see, you two had to create this because people that want that need help to cross that threshold. We all needed somebody to help us cross that threshold, whether it's a son, a daughter, a psychiatrist, family. We needed somebody to put out a hand and sometimes yank us across that threshold. For me, it's Linda. Linda and her family literally saved my life. But we all have people like this. And if you don't have people like this, let me take that back. No, we don't all have people like this. Sometimes we have to find people. And I think that's what you're both saying. Camille, right? That's kind of what you're saying. That was like, here's the door, Camille, whoever this your psychiatrist was, here's the door. I'm going to help you get across it, right?
Yeah. And I'm big into, but there had to be a lot of healing for me to be around people who are bold like Steph here. And my tribe of people, like our employees here, they're bold and they're all badasses too. But like, I like being surrounded by people who are willing to call you out. I'll open the door for you. Let's. How's that serving you? How's that working for you? The old me, the insecure me, didn't really care for people like that. The new me wouldn't call me out. You know, it's not working for you. That's the kind of friends I want, and we need that community. But calling people out, I have to talk to a lot of clients, and I do it very compassionately. But that is an act of love, calling people out. That's not really working for you.
Yeah, you know what? This is really good. Jacob, we're going to take a short break, because when we come back, this right there, what you just said, this is right, this is it. You got to know not only what you're worth, but you got to know what's not negotiable for you. You see, that's what I love about what you're doing, right, is How Dare She is all about knowing what is not negotiable for you. And whatever that looks like to you, whether it's a hard line in the sand, whether it's, you know, whether it's something that you refuse to watch on television, whether it's something you don't want to eat, you have to know what your hard no's are. When we think about this, we're going to come back, because we're going to talk about how do we get there? What have they created, Steph and Camille, what have they created to help you get across that threshold, to help you understand you have a right to say no and really mean it? Let's take a break, Jacob. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. As I said before, we have two amazing hosts of this show, And the show is No More Rules. I get to take this journey with them, Stephanie Yost and Camille Barreto, and the impact of being you no matter what. But beyond all of this, we're not just talking about what you could or would or should do. We're talking about how to do it. And that's what Steph, you talked about that you created. Please tell people how they can find out more about Impact Wellness. And then, you know, as time goes on, you know, this is a solution. It's like you said, Camille, you said, like I say, when people ask me, why the bleep are you still doing this? Like, what are you doing, Pat? You know, I honestly had somebody tell me a week ago, sell the company for a lot of money and take a trip to Italy. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't need to sell the company. So what must be scaring them? Whatever it is doesn't scare me. But the point is this. You're here to help people. I'm here to help people. I know what my why is in my heart. How do people find out about you all?
You can go to our website and find us at yourimpactwellness.com. Our number is 308-382-4522. And once again, yourimpactwellness.com.
You know, I think when you're an entrepreneur or you've been in relationships that I don't even have a name for, we were chatting during the break, or you realize what the most important things for you are, you have to decide on what that line in the sand is that you will not cross. And I say it as if it's some Western movie or, to my sadness, the last season of Westworld, because they're not going to renew season 5. I don't even understand that. But when you're looking at some of the guidelines in your life, there's either a visible line or an invisible line you don't want to cross. And you have to have that, don't you? In order for you to really step into self-care stuff.
Sometimes you have to be slightly neurotic about taking care of yourself and having like rules like, I'm not going to do this. I don't eat these things. And I often tell clients, don't say you can't eat something. Say I don't, because then it's a choice.
Yeah.
Because you can eat it. You just choose not to. But to make those choices that serve you by... I even have a client that she says what her hard no's are. She can't have nuts in the house, and she can't have half and half in her fridge. Because she said she'll drink coffee all day long without half and half in it, of all that extra calories, even though it's a good fat. And she can't have nuts in her house because she said, I'll eat the whole damn container in an hour. But making those boundaries and allowing people into your life and things, if you can't have nuts in your house, don't have them. If you can't be around certain people because they make you feel scratchy and uncomfortable, don't be around them. You get to choose. It's your life, and you get to design it. And if you wake up sad every day, you need to stop and evaluate, why am I not doing things that make me happy? And I'm always asking people, like, notice yourself when you're smiling, and then stop and go, what am I doing right now? Why am I happy? So start doing more of those things and then going, why am I running around like a chicken with my head cut off doing everything for everybody else and not stopping and taking care of myself? Is having to be able to pump the brakes and say, whoa, that doesn't serve me.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about this, Camille, and hop over to you because, you know, we've been on a lot of calls in preparation for the show, and you both are so dedicated to your clients. But what I'm finding is, you know, I now have to some people what would be a really wonky schedule. And it's not wonky to me. You know, the fact that I go to bed same time as Linda and she's 3 hours ahead of me doesn't really matter. I tend to be a morning person. And so I'm up at 4 this morning because that's my clock. But I have to record everything that I want to watch if I want to watch it, because about 8 o'clock, I'm like, and now that it's darker here, I'm like lights out, right? But you see, if I follow the rules, that wouldn't make sense, because my friends don't do that. Linda doesn't do that. But sometimes we have to go against the proverbial what other people think. And take care of myself, take care of ourselves. How do we do that? Who wants to hit me up with that one?
Well, I think the key to that, because as we're talking about the hard no's, I had bought into so much programming as a child that I didn't really know what my hard no's were, because I didn't know who I was, what I stood for. I was out there, you know, pleasing everybody and making everybody feel good. I'm an empath, so I feel people, and I don't want to disappoint. And so the hard no's had to come from inner guidance, inner awareness. And so in our coaching style, we're leading people to really understand with that heightened awareness what serves me, what doesn't. And so for me, like, a hard no is the news. But until I understood that the news instills a lot of fear in Camille, like, why are you waking up every morning listening to the news and then coming into this place with so much controversy on my heart and in my mind? But that's not the place I want to be. And so, like, I've established and understood a hard no. If I enjoy feeling good around somebody, I'm feeling that. I'm aware of that. If they aren't making me feel good, that's probably going to be a hard no.
Yes.
That you have to have that inner awareness, that guidance. And who are you? What do you stand for? What makes you feel good? Because my hard no's are going to be different than Steph's hard no's. Like, a hard no for me, and it might be a little controversial, is I'm not going to take a medication for a chronic health condition. You know what? Tell me all the other ways that I can go about this, because those medications never, they kept me alive, but that is not the path I want to go anymore. So that's a hard no for me.
Yeah, boy, I had to find that hard no. But I did. And, you know, the fortunate thing for me is I had a show that really, in a part of the country that was completely holistic, right? You know, it was not hard to do it. But, boy, it took me a while to get to that no. You know, Steph, for you, too, when I think about this, and let's just take a look at this, you know, because let's take a look at this from an impact wellness point of view. You know, a lot of times when people think about self-care, you get so many different reactions from people. You know, I've had more people roll their eyes. They roll their eyes so hard, I think their eyeballs are going to fall out of the socket. It's like, stop doing that. But as we think about these no's, it opens up the door for more yeses, doesn't it? And you have, through what you've created, a way for people to plug in, to figure it out, to figure out how they can have an impact in their lives. And you do this by what you created as what you call a business, right? Because you are of service to people.
We're definitely a service to people, and it's such an amazing thing when our clients come to us and say, you don't know how many times I've driven through your parking lot and didn't stop, or how hard it was for me to open that door because it's admitting that I need to do something, I need to get healthy. But as soon as they walk in here, in fact, it's giving me chills right now and thinking about it, we have so many people that go, oh my gosh, just the energy in here and the love that you're going to feel and knowing how their lives are going to change simply because they've cared enough to make that step.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't leave Impact Wellness without a hug and knowing that you're loved and that you're in the right place, because it's all, you know, it's giving, but we're teaching them that they already love themselves because they're here. We're just going to build that up in you.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of building that up, we're going to rid the toxins from your body. We are going to teach you about clean eating and optimal health. And you're going to leave here a more joyful person for yourself, for your family, and for the world. And so it's so funny of how the name Impact has really become that, kind of come back full circle. Because we first just started out, that's a great name for the business. But no. I often tell people, I'm like, what you put in your mouth and what you put in your mind are equally important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people you're spending time with, what you're watching, what you're listening to, and what you're eating is, how can you be on this great spiritual journey of self-discovery and self-love if internally you feel like crap and your digestion is bad and you're overweight, that you don't have the motivation to do that self-care?
Yeah.
And then put those no's in place.
Yeah. I love this. Look, here's where I love it. I've gotten to know each of you and then both of you. I mean, we have spent time together. But the one thing I love is what you've created. And I've shared this with you. I mean, I come from a family where there probably are not too many people in my family, my immediate family, that even know what self-care is. My mom committed suicide. Life was too hard for her. Prescription drugs is what you gave women to shut them up back then. And that's what they did. And then you put a little vodka on the side, and there you go. My stepsister, guilt and shame, died on the hospital floor at 450 pounds. Two sisters, drug addicts, drug dealers. I mean, I'm talking about breaking a family pattern. I am not alone. So many people coming out of COVID, they have developed some things that they look at now and say, how can I change? But you have had to change the nature of your business too. I mean, all of us that were impacted by COVID, we're like, thank you, Zoom, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right?
Yep, for that connection.
Yeah.
You need connection.
But how has that changed for you? Because not only were we also given the tools. I mean, I have no affiliation for Zoom. They're not a sponsor. But what they have done to close the gap of what was and what was possible was for every one of us that has a business like this where we need to see people, it had to be part of your coaching platform too, right?
Yeah, it's changed that a lot more with what we're doing with our remote program that we're allowing to connect with people all around the country, because for the last 7 years, we have just had the brick and mortar, and we have clients, and we sit across our desk, and we talk to them face to face, and those are the only people we reach.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of phone calls, but really when you're on a Zoom, you're interacting. I'm getting to know these people. They're seeing our energy, and they're like, I want more of that. And it's the motivation, and it's the support, and it's the accountability, and just that connection that people need. And that's what we're saying so much with our remote program, is it's the most connected weight loss experience ever. Because we're not just going to talk about, what are you eating? Let me see your journal.
Mm-hmm.
No. How does that feel when you eat good? How does it feel when you eat off track? And getting to just down to it, to figure out what people need so they feel worthy enough to take better care of themselves. But that Zoom connection is huge.
Yeah.
And it was really our clients who kind of instigated this move. We're like, okay, we don't even advertise in the area. It's more through referral. But we had so many people join the program going, you know, my sister in St. Louis, she would love to do this. Or I have a friend in California. And the reason we actually did this show is we just have so many people going, your message is important. You need to get out there. Mm-hmm. Like, start influencing the masses. Quit holding yourself small. You've got an important message to give people.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Well, I love what you say. And thank you for the Impact Remote Academy. I think that's what you call it. But the other thing you also say, which is really important, and I believe this, it's not just a program, it's an experience. And that's why you both are so successful at helping people, because it is an experience. It's both of you coming from a place where you understand the pain points that people have. And as opposed to guilt and shaming them, you're meeting them at a very compassionate and empathetic state. Right? You're meeting them at this place. Why? Because both of you know you've been there, right?
Right. Absolutely. And that's important.
It is. I want to ask you, Camille, about this, if you could. You get asked this question, and whenever somebody gets asked this question, I get asked this question about the network. That's why I love it. When people ask, why is this so empowering? Why do I feel more confident now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them?
because you're finally putting you first. You're taking care of you. And we have to get over the idea there is nothing outside of you that's going to come along and fix you or save you except for you. And, oh, man, I really preach that. The only thing, like, I wish in all those years I would have sat across from somebody who said, girl, you got everything you need right within you. Yeah. Those tools, that amazing power, it is all within you. You just got to dive in and use it, and you got to believe it. And so I would say the biggest thing is helping people tap into that. And then hold on to that feeling. How do you feel when you're taking care of yourself? I love that there's a side effect that you're losing weight and you're getting smaller, and that's great. But if we're making this only about the scale, it will never become long-term. It will not become a lifestyle. But if it is about this feels so good to finally take care of me, then the momentum will continue. You gotta be, and that is honestly where I'm at. I feel so good where I'm at, and I am thriving, and I am joyful, and I'll tell my clients, and you consistently see that every week, don't you? But you don't see the back end care that I'm doing to show up bright and shiny and happy for you, because this feels so good. That's where my hard no's come. This feels too good to sacrifice me not taking care of myself. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I bought groceries because I'm changing a lot of things for myself. And I'm in the checkout line, right? And you can see what's in somebody's checkout line, right?
Yeah.
Right? You can see what's in their checkout line.
Uh-huh.
And the guy behind me, I guess, because I wanted them bagged a certain way, right? So they were bagging them. He said to me, he said, are you starting a garden? And I just looked at him like, he said, I haven't seen that many fruits and vegetables in 10 years on a conveyor belt. And I just thought, I said, you know what? I haven't either. Let's see if I cook them. And we just kind of walked off, because you have to start somewhere.
You do.
Now, clearly, all I went to the store for was that. I didn't need anything else, really. But what I realized is there were things I liked and things I didn't like. And I had the option of standing in the aisle, the fruit and vegetable aisle. And I'll tell you what the thought I had. This is an old pattern. You know what? You don't need to buy these. You're going to have to cut them up. Just go to the frozen food section and get them all frozen and cooked. And I remember having that thought. But I didn't do that. Here's what we have to face in our lives, and I would love for you to talk to this, starting with you, Steph. We get to be the creator of our own lives and our own experiences. Now, whether you heard that in the movie The Secret, or I had a stepmom that just drilled that into us. But in order for us to do that, we have to allow ourselves permission to let go of perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Did I buy a vegetable that maybe some diets would say don't eat? I don't know. There are some that say don't eat beets and don't eat yams.
Yeah.
Or do you buy things so you can just get started? Because that's, the rules can be overbearing for some people, right?
And the perfectionism, I think that's what causes so much anxiety, is because we place the bar so high, is we have to do this. We have to weigh a certain weight by a certain date for this event, or I'm not going to fit in. I have to do meal prep for the whole week because I said I was going to do it. Well, what if you only get it done for 3 days? It's in the process of where the growth is. If it's going through a hard time laying on your kitchen floor crying and you're in the weeds, but that's the growth. Or if it's buying too many vegetables and you go, crap, I've got to cut these up, enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Because that process of chopping that up and putting those in those little bags so you have them set for your week is setting you up for success. So it's all of the stuff that's the process that gets you to where you are, because anything worth doing is going to be hard. Otherwise, no one would be overweight. Everyone would be rich. and everyone would be happy all the time. But it's the process of figuring out what works for you and what works for your family and how you can thrive and develop those traits and those habits that are going to continue. Because if you're only doing it for a week, I say don't even bother.
Yes.
Well, it's a good start. Let me say that differently. But what you do consistently says who you are. So go through the bad times, cut up the vegetables, do the thing, and eventually it will become habit, and you're going to be like in Camille's shoes that says, it feels so damn good to be this way. Why would I want to eat off track or sacrifice my exercise or my sleep? Because you know how good it feels. But it's the process. It's the process.
And that's what you both do so well. Camille, for you, you're talking to people every day 24/7 having this conversation, aren't you?
Yeah, and I guess perfectionism, our big tagline is the impact of being you no matter what. I think perfectionism holds us back from being our authentic selves. Because I'll tell you what, I have people, the more unique they are, the different. Like, I just fall in love with them that much more. Like, a gal came in after doing our program, and she had pink hair. And I said, oh, my gosh, I just fell in love with you a little bit more. She's like, why? There's so many people that want to do that, but they don't have the cojones to do it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think perfectionism holds us back by not allowing us to be our authentic selves. And like Steph was saying, you got to figure out what works for you, but – man, that's just a shield of protection. That's all perfectionism is. And like my dad told me one day, because he was a perfectionist, he said, honey, perfectionists always fail.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about that, because you're right. And, you know, I had a coach define perfectionism to me as an unrealistic standard set by somebody else. And and I remember that was my ping pong coach, and I remember him saying that, you know, as I was on the verge of getting ready to lose a very important match. But his point was, you know, play your game. Play the game that's working for you, win or lose. Play the game that's you're going to remember. And isn't that what we're talking about when we're talking about impact and impact wellness, is really figuring out who we are in the game and how to choose the exact playing strategy that's going to work for us. Isn't that, Steph, what you help people with, Camille?
Yeah. All day long. In fact, my daughter's reading a book right now called Enjoy the Almost.
Oh, so good, right?
You're not going to win every game. You're not going to win every match, Pat.
No,
you're not going to succeed at every day. But enjoy the journey getting there, and you may never reach where you're at, but maybe you weren't supposed to. Maybe that wasn't your end game. But the almost, the getting there, the journey of discovering, like, maybe it's not what I was supposed to do, but enjoy the process. And I think that's the name of the book. I'll have to go and look it up again. But the theory behind it is fantastic.
I love it. Thank you both for today. Camille, thank you.
Thank you.
For today. What's the website everybody can go to?
YourImpactWellness.com.
And also they can figure out how to work with you, sign up, check everything out that you're offering. Everything's right there for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Last question, really quickly. Personal message from me to you. What do you want to leave us all with today?
My biggest message is going to be, you're the creator of your story. Pick up the pen and start writing it, because it can be very beautiful.
Hmm.
My message is going to be, is the foundation of clean eating, because when you're truly healthy internally, you're going to be able to make those choices. You're going to have the confidence to move forward, and that's what our whole remote academy is about, serving more people and reaching people who need that health and the growth that they don't even know that they're going to get with it.
Wow. Thank you, Beth. Thank you both.
Thank you, everybody.
No More Rules will be back. We have a schedule for it. They're going to come back. We're going to take on the topics that your mama never told you about. And then thank you both for today. What a great show.
Thank you for listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. Tune in live the first and third Monday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life with hosts Seth Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and a healthy lifestyle, discovering your awesomeness. To find out more about Steph and Camille's wellness and weight loss coaching, visit yourimpactwellness.com today and schedule a consultation.
Program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey there, it's Kristen Rao Finkbeiner. I am the host of a great show you're going to want to listen to called Breaking Through. It's here on Mondays at 5 a.m. We tackle the top topics facing our nation with experts from across the country that bring news to you in Washington State to talk about how your voice matters, how you can best be heard, and how you can make a difference. We're on right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. at 5 a.m. on Monday. Breaking Through. Be there.
And what is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but if not, I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope that he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Some things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
And good Monday morning to you. Sunny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. A little bit of fog still out there. Bring those feet down. Give yourself a little more room to the vehicle in front of you. I-5 North is starting to become heavy just north of the Duwamish Curve. Heading up into downtown Seattle, it will break free after the 520. 167 northbound is heavy around Talbot Road and Carr Road exit. Running through the 405, heavy through Benson. And it'll break free at the top there around the Newcastle area and Newcastle Way, of course, where that construction zone is. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's the Get It Right Solar Show. Have you thought about solar paneling for your home? Followed by Be a Star. And that can happen right here on KKNW.
NBC News. Radio. I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden is pushing for peace between China and Taiwan. Speaking in Indonesia, Biden says he doesn't think there's any oncoming threat from China related to an invasion of Taiwan. He added that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping were very blunt to each other and talked about peace when they met this morning. The president says he doesn't think Democrats will have enough votes in the House to codify Roe versus Wade into law.
I don't think there's enough votes to codify unless something happens unusual in the House.
The landmark decision was overturned by the Supreme Court this summer, and it protected a woman's right to abortion for decades. This comes as Democrats will retain control of the Senate after last week's election, but Republicans are hopeful they'll take control of the House. That possibility remains uncertain, with nearly two dozen races yet to be called. The University of Virginia says a shooting on campus last night left three people dead, two others injured. Dominique Moody with the latest.
The university president writing to the community, one of our students, Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr., is suspected to have committed the shooting. He was last seen wearing a burgundy jacket, blue jeans, and red shoes, and he may be driving a black SUV.
The campus has been on lockdown since just after 10:30 last night as police search for the suspect, a former UVA football player. University police say officers are conducting a complete search of the area and expect an increased law enforcement presence. Classes have been called off for the day. And in Idaho, four University of Idaho students are dead in what police are describing as a homicide case. Students were briefly told to shelter in place Sunday afternoon, but it was later determined there was no continuing threat. University President Scott Green said the victims were living off campus at the time of the incident. Their identities and cause of death remain unknown. Police say that information will be released once the families are notified. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio. A passenger on a diverted flight to Atlanta is accused of carrying weapons on board a plane. The Frontier Airlines flight out of Tampa was forced to land Friday night after he was allegedly found with a box cutter and caused a disturbance. Another blade was reportedly found in the passenger's luggage. All passengers and the crew were able to exit the plane safely after it landed in Atlanta. An investigation is underway after a deadly mid-air collision during an air show in Dallas. Aviation analyst Jeff Gazzetti says no one was hurt on the ground.
Thank God no one was killed on the ground, but that's by design. They actually designed the actual trajectories of the brief routes of these so that if you do have an accident or a mishap like this, it won't injure people on the ground.
Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board say six people died when a small World War II-era fighter plane crashed into a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress on Saturday. The crash ignited a large fireball and spread debris across a highway near an airport. A preliminary report is expected in 4 to 6 weeks. The NTSB's full investigation is likely to last 12 to 18 months. Days of Our Lives star and the father of actress Jennifer Aniston is dead. She announced that John Aniston passed away on November 11th. She called him one of the most beautiful humans she ever knew. John portrayed the villain Victor Kiriakis on the NBC soap opera for more than three decades, 89 years old. Garth Brooks is headed back to Sin City. The country music superstar announced a new residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. It'll be Brooks' first residency in Vegas since his nearly 200-show run at the Wynn Las Vegas ended in 2014. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Our U.S. medical system is the world's best for trauma. It can also extend our final years, even if we're in a sad state. But the system is just not good at keeping us in balance and preventing disease. I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittigan. On Healthy by Nature, our experts help you feel your best and stay healthy.
Healthy by Nature, Thursdays at 7 a.m. Learn more at hbnshow.com. That's hbnshow.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative top weather. Outlook for Monday, Wallace's in patchy fog, turning to mostly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures back down to a crisp 34, 35. For Tuesday, Wednesday, and for Thursday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s, with partly cloudy and mostly clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the low to mid 30s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
Welcome to the Get It Right Solar Show with your host, Mark Bowen, the trusted voice of solar, where the motto of the program is, the more you learn, the less money you burn. I want you to get solar right. I want you to get the right product. I want you to get the right install. I want you to get the right financing. And I want you to get the right warranty. And if you, the homeowner, get all four of those items right, the trusted voice of solar on the Get It Right Solar Show has helped you preserve and protect the value of your home. Across the nation, I bet out the best solar companies. I want you to receive the best value in the industry. If you want to get solar and eliminate that electric bill, I'm going to give you the number to call right now. That number is 360-878-0163. That's 360-878-0163. 878-0163. You call that number, and they're going to tell you how you can eliminate your electric bill. And today, if you're one of the first 10 callers to call in, you'll receive a free generator included in your solar system. You will never pay off your utility company. They will keep cashing your checks and raising your rates. That's why you need to get solar right now and eliminate your electric bill and get away from the fear of rising utility costs. Right now in the state of Washington, your electric rates went up 16% this year and will go up at least 13% next year. They are shutting down the dams that produce 70% of your state's power. Two dams have already been blown up, and they're going to blow up another three next year. That's why you need to go solar right now. The company that we recommend and endorse in the great state of Washington is Lumio Solar. They are an amazing company, great leadership and great installs and great service. Why Lumio? You're getting a panel that does not degrade rapidly. You're getting a quality install. You're getting the best financing in the industry, and you're going to get a 25. 25-